Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, glory be to the living God, to the living God, to the living God, to the living God, to the living God. Hallelujah, our God is not dead, but our God is alive. Hallelujah to the living God. And he carries all the glory, all the power, all the honor, and all the praises belong unto thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name, Father God, on today. Hallelujah, to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that you woke us up this morning with our mind stayed on you. You woke us up this morning, Father God, hallelujah, protected from danger, evil. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, Satan was not able to creep up on us during the midnight hours because of your divine protection. Father, we say thank you because we're living under an open heaven. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, and your eyes are upon us 24/7. Father God, you see us even before we get to where we're going. Father God, we bless you on today. Father God, hallelujah. We ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract as we stand in your righteousness on this morning, Father, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a day that you have made. And Father God, we come rejoicing and we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great and your name is so greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah, Father. We do not count it robbery to give you what belongs to you. Father God, we don't give you enough. Hallelujah. But Father God, this morning, from the bottom of our hearts, the depths of our souls, Father God, we want to say thank you. We want to say we love you and we're falling in love with you, but only because you first loved us. Thank you, Father God, for the goodness of the Lord that has drawn us to repentance. Father God, Father God, Father God, Father God, as we come on this morning, thanking you for this day, thanking you for our lives, thanking you for every good and every perfect gift that cometh from above. Father God, praying for our listening audience. Father God, hallelujah. Remember those who are in a hard place today. Remember those who are in pain, those who are suffering, those who are in grief, those who are bewildered, those who are betrayed. Oh, Father God, those who are misused and abused. Oh, Father God, everywhere, people everywhere. Hallelujah. Most of all, Father, those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, walking in darkness, living in darkness. Some of them don't even know they're in darkness, but don't even know it's dark. Father God, because they have been blinded by the adversaries of their souls. Father God, we pray that the eyes of their understanding won't be enlightened this day, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you, and we glorify your name, God. Bless our services on today. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness, God, to help us to get to where we need to be every morning. Thank you, Father. We don't take that for granted. Some people want to and can't. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. But Father God, you've made a way. And we say thank you. Thank you that the bills are paid, Father. Hallelujah, that we can come and serve you in this capacity, Father God, and give you all that we have. Hallelujah, because everything we have belongs to you. We own nothing, Father God. We're just, hallelujah. And Father God, we confess and repent for our poor stewardship. Hallelujah. Help us to do better. And we say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you will unfold this day any kind of which way you want to do it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. As we are rejoicing in this, a brand new day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and so greatly to be praised. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, we greet you in the name of the Lord. And we want you to know that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Why? Because Jesus is here. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. So please have a seat at the breakfast table, as a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served in the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. 6 days. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour. And then we're back. Amen. At 12 noon on Sundays. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. You can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry, some of the things that we're doing. Amen. And keep looking. Amen. Don't leave us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're working on some projects right now. Amen. And it's going to just give more glory to the King. Amen. When those projects are complete. Amen. And amen. So we bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Today, amen, we want to, amen, begin our new theme. Amen. Glory we've been. The Lord has us. Amen. Moving from theme to theme. And you know what? It's a beautiful thing, because the more you hear, the more your faith is developed. We just completed a teaching on the law of obedience, and we heard that over and over and over every day. And the more you hear, this is what the Bible means when it says faith cometh by hearing. You're hearing it over and over and over and over. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we thank God when we can teach and preach and elaborate on things. Because, beloved, amen, we get to milk the word. We get to break down the word of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. We get every ounce out of it. We get all the juice out of it. We get all we can get out of that particular subject. And we want to thank God, amen, for leading us. And we want to thank God, amen, for directing us. Before I give you our theme for this particular month, I want to give you the scripture, amen, that I want to, amen, share with you on today, amen, and that's going to be coming out of the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 2. 1 Samuel chapter number 2, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, and it reads, "Then Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord, and the horn, and I'm sorry, let me start over. Then Hannah prayed and said, The Lord rejoices, my heart rejoices in the Lord, and the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out of food, but those who were hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, for the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. What we see here in this particular scripture, amen, was a prayer, amen, that Hannah prayed. Hannah was a praying woman. And this is one of the prayers that Hannah prayed. Our theme for this month is prayer power. Woo! I felt the Holy Ghost. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. You know, another thing, the beautiful thing about themes, glory be to God, as we just concluded, amen, our theme on obedience, it helps you to be more aware about obedience. It helps you to line up, amen, your walk of obedience, thinking obedience, reflecting obedience. And so now the Lord, amen, I thought we was going somewhere else, amen, I thought we was going into faith, but the Lord said, amen, last night, amen, glory be to God, prayer power. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so now what is going to happen is going to cause us, amen, to be more intentional about prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. And so that, amen, when we open our mouths and talk to you, amen, we are talk from experience. We are talk from testimonies. We are talk from truth. We are talk from power. Prayer power. And this is just our introduction today, beloved. Hannah, if you don't know Hannah's story, read it. And we will come back and visit Hannah some more, amen, while we're teaching on our theme. We'll come back. This is just our introductory. Hannah was barren. Hannah could not have a baby. Her womb was closed. And back in those times, it was a disgrace for a woman not to be able to have a baby. Now we know in today's time they're killing babies out of the womb. Another subject for another time. In those times, it was a disgrace. It was a dishonor. And it was as if you did not have the Lord's blessings. But the Bible tells us that Hannah was a praying woman. Hannah prayed. Hannah prayed for her miracle. Ah, my God, my God, my God. And Hannah went to the Lord and asked God what she wanted. So somebody say, you have not to, because you ask not. Ask and ye shall receive. Ah, glory be to God. She got a little discouraged on the way. She was a little discouraged when we come back and give you a little bit more insight, or I encourage you to look at it yourself today. She got a little discouraged. We talked about that yesterday. Then we talked yesterday about discouragement. We're all human, beloved. We're going to feel a little discouraged. Jesus got a little bit discouraged in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed the same prayer three times. And ask God, if it be your will, remove this cup. Y'all remember that one? Yeah, that spirit of discouragement. We're human. See? But that's why the Bible says when you feel a little discouraged, just, you know, okay, you got your moment. Now shake it off. Shake it off. Huh? You're a little discouraged, so what? Shake it off, baby. Be not weary and well-doing. Don't let that spirit hang around too long. Because it'll sup you up. You hear what I'm saying? It'll leave you dry, busted, and disgusted. Huh? It's a trick of the enemy to pull you and draft you back over in his corner. That's why the Bible says, shake it off. Don't be weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap, if you faint not. Well, guess what? Hannah didn't faint. Hannah kept going. She kept going. She kept going, praying. Glory be to God. Praying to the high priest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Going, amen, and talking. Amen, talking this thing out. Glory be. Sometimes you need to talk to somebody. Huh? Whatever you need to do. But let me tell you something. Hannah did it. She didn't give up. Because after she got finished talking to the high priest, after she got finished praying, Hannah went home and took her clothes off. And went to bed with her husband. I didn't say she went to bed with her boo or with her boyfriend or with her next door neighbor. I said she went to bed with her husband. And the bed is honorable. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. She didn't give up. She didn't give up. Because, see, beloved, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. We know sex is pleasurable because God had to make it that way, because that's the only way that we was going to replenish the earth. You know what I mean? Because he knew that you was going to like to get to it. But sex is more than just about, amen, hallelujah, a good feeling. God created sex for procreation. So we can multiply, so we can have babies and multiply the earth. That was the real purpose, amen, of God creating sex. And if he knew if he made it feel good, you'll go ahead and make them babies. Huh? Hannah got what she wanted. How long did it take? I don't know. We're going to dig in it over this weekend. We're going to come back, amen, when we pull Hannah back up, amen, during our series. We'll try to give you an idea, but we know it didn't happen overnight. No, it didn't look. Look, from what I recall, I'm going to do a little bit more research, but Hannah was waiting for a minute. Hannah was waiting to the point where she was getting a little bit weary, a little bit discouraged, huh? But she didn't give up. She didn't say, what's the use? I ain't praying to God no more. God don't want me to have no baby. I ain't praying no more. Y'all go here. Y'all church folks. Y'all look. Whatever. No, she didn't go there. She didn't quit. She didn't faint. She didn't get weary. She might have got weary, but if she got weary, look, it's one thing to get weary and quit. It's another thing to get weary and keep going. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? She kept going, and she got just what she wanted. Let me say this morning. Some of you right now today, glory be to God, are not able to conceive. And then I'm not talking in the natural right now. I'm talking in the spiritual. Some of you right now, you want that baby. Amen. That baby could represent a spouse. That baby could represent a business. That baby could represent a financial harvest. That baby could represent your goals, your desires. Amen. The thing that's on your heart, the desires of your heart, that thing that you want so bad and you just can't seem to get it. You want to know why? Because you haven't conceived. And if I'm talking to you men today, I want you to know that in the spirit you have a womb, so you are not excluded. I'm talking to you too. You cannot give birth to a baby until you conceive the baby. You cannot give birth to the dream until you conceive the dream. You cannot give birth, beloved, to anything until you conceive it, because it has to take place in the spiritual before it can take place in the natural. And some of you, glory be to God, are getting a little bit weary, amen, because the things that you've been longing for, the things you've been desiring for and hoping for haven't come forth yet, but you don't realize the reason it hasn't come forth is because you have not conceived. But you refuse to do what Hannah did. To get her miracle. You refuse, amen, amen, to contend in prayer. You refuse, amen, to keep on going back. You refuse, amen, hallelujah, the call upon the name of the Lord, to shut yourself in with God, amen, to cut off the foolishness, cut off the drama, cut off the riffraff, cut all that stuff off and focus in on the one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could act or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ah, barabakumbe, barabakumba, bababa, de kandra bakumba. 1 Peter chapter number 1:23 reads like this: being born again, not of corruptible seed, but an incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Born again of an incorruptible seed. A woman can't have a baby unless some seed was planted in her womb. She can pray. She can pray. Amen. She needs some seed. Amen. So she can give birth to the baby. Jesus was a seed, beloved. When God gave, amen, his beloved son, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are born of an incorruptible seed. Glory be to God. Beloved, when you unite, when you become one with God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. When you become intimate with God, intimacy. Into me, must you see, huh? God, amen, the sperma of God, amen, hallelujah, will, amen, give birth to the desires of your heart. It's as if the sperm has met the egg.
And then he tells us, glory be to God, in the book of Proverbs, delight yourself in me, and I will grant you the desires of your heart. Come on, somebody, say it again, and I'm finished. Delight yourself in me. Fall in love with me. The same way Hannah, amen, was in love with her husband. Yeah, make some love to me, the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. I'm loving up on you. Now you love back up on me. Let's get this love relationship going. Let's get this love relationship flowing. And when you delight yourself in me, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because you're going to be pregnant, baby. You're going to be pregnant with purpose. You're going to be pregnant with vision. You're going to be pregnant with destiny. You try to give birth to a baby and you haven't conceived because you don't have a prayer life. Or you only pray when it's convenient. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But let me tell you, a woman, amen, hallelujah, and we know about the cycle, we know about the menstrual cycle, and they tell you, glory be to God, that these days of the month is going to be more fertile for you to conceive than these days because of that cycle. Let me tell you something, God got one too. And you don't know it. And that's why you got to hop in there every day. That's why you got to hop in there. So you say, whenever this cycle is high, I ain't going to miss it because I'm going to hop up in there every day. I'm going to start my morning in prayer. Huh? I'm going to be praying in the noonday. Huh? Oh, when the sun goes down, I'm going to be praying. When 9 o'clock come, I'm going to be praying. In the midnight hours, I'm going to be praying. I'm glory be to God. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. God's going to hear your cry, for the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying, saints, until he answers you. Hannah prayed. Hannah prayed. And let me tell you something. When God gave her her miracle, because that's what prayer will bring about miracles. Prayer will bring about the impossible. Prayer will bring about the desires of your heart. God is not playing when he tell us to start praying. That's why he said that we ought to always pray and not to faint. Every opportunity to pray, we ought to be praying. Huh? Now, a barren woman went from not being able to have babies, but because she had an intense, dedicated prayer life. After she gave birth to Samuel, I think the Bible says she had about 5 more. A miracle was enough, Lord. Now he keeps on blessing me. The one miracle was enough. Samuel was enough. Glory be to God. I would have been happy with just Samuel, but he keeps on blessing me. And here the babies keep on coming, keep on popping, miracle after miracle, blessing after blessing, increase after increase, overflow after overflow. Glory be to God. Why? Because she had a prayer life. My beloved, when are you going to start praying? Stop praying, amen, just, amen, because your schedule. Stop praying just when it's convenient. Stop just praying when you have a need and just want to hit it and quit it and get discouraged. Don't come back to it because God didn't answer it when you wanted him to answer it. When you going to stick in there and tell the devil you got to back up, Jack, because the power of prayer is here. And I ain't going to stop praying until I get what I want. Because God has given me the liberty and the privilege to get it. Did not God says we can come boldly before the throne of grace? Where hell? Oh, my God. This is scripture I'm closing on. Ah. Woo! My God, my God. I make you want to hang up and go in prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 18 says this. Let us, therefore, hallelujah, approach God's grace of God's. Let us, therefore, hallelujah, excuse me, approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Draw near with confidence, with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find help in the time of need. That's what prayer does. That's what prayer does. But we'll run here and run there. Call this person, borrow this. Amen. Doing everything we ain't had no business doing. Huh? Hallelujah. Instead of going to prayer. Instead of going in prayer. Hallelujah. What does your prayer life look like? What does your prayer look like? What do it look like? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Jesus Christ himself, always in prayer. Now, he was God in the flesh. Always in prayer. They looked for Jesus. They couldn't find Jesus. Jesus was on the mountain praying. They looked for Jesus. Jesus was somewhere praying. And look at the lifestyle he exemplified. No, not because he was the Son of God, but because he was the Son of God with a prayer life. I'm talking to you this morning, Son of God and Daughter of God. What does your prayer life look like? I've come to tell you, as we will be exploring this month and maybe next month too, until the Lord takes us off this subject, prayer power. Hallelujah. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Sweet hour. A prayer, sweet hour, a prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. My wants and wishes known, hallelujah, in seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. And I don't know the other words, but all I want to say is this, that prayer, sweet prayer, sweet prayer, sweet hour of prayer. When the last time you gave God an hour? I bet you watched that television show that was 1 hour, that movie that was 2. I bet you was on social media for 1 hour. When the last time you prayed for one, for an hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, hallelujah, the spirit quickeneth, and hallelujah, the spirit quickeneth. And we thank you that our spirit have been quickened on today. We confess our sins. Forgive us for being slothful. Forgive us for being lazy. Forgive us for making excuses, Father God, why we don't pray intensified prayer, intentional prayers, Father God. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father. Hallelujah. That we haven't given birth to the baby because we have not conceived in prayer. Father God, forgive us and thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding today. Thank you, God, that we can get busy. we can get busy, amen, hallelujah, with the love thing. Hallelujah. You into us and we into you. How can we not conceive? Hallelujah. Your word is fertile and your word will always accomplish the mission. Never return to you void. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. My God, my God. Woo! What a word. God gave that to me as I was talking to you. God gave that to me as only thing God told me in the wee hours this morning, God told me faith, power. That's all he told me. And I said, well, God, who we starting with? Amen. First, I was going to go with Daniel. I thought about Elijah and the Holy Spirit said, Hannah. Hallelujah. Everything else for the last 30 minutes, amen, came to you. All I did was open my mouth and let God speak through me. Let me say this to you as we close, beloved. As long as you continue making deposits, you can always depend on the Holy Spirit to make a withdrawal. If you do not put any money in your bank account and you go to the bank and demand a withdrawal and you've made no deposits, amen, they're going to ask you to leave. And if you refuse to leave, they'll just escort you out. As long as we continue to spend time in God's word, meditating on God's word, hearing God's word, reading God's word, prayer and fasting, glory be to God. The beloved, all we got to do is ask God, amen, help me, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, and go and open your mouth, and the Holy Spirit is going to bring everything else together. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Oh, it's so wonderful, amen, to be on the Lord's side. And when you can just depend on him, you can just depend on the Holy Ghost. Oh, it's okay to have notes. It's okay to have bullet points. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying, amen, is you do not want to get wrapped up in your own adequacy. Amen, hallelujah. But you always want to be of a place of dependency on the Holy Ghost. If he don't do it, it won't be done. My God, sookie, sookie. Amen, hallelujah. That is it. Amen, hallelujah. Our prayer warriors out there, y'all be hearing from me this weekend. Start meditating on the subject of prayer. Amen, glory be to God. And lining your life up with the words you're going to be bringing. And the life you need to be living. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Prayer, 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 prayer. My house shall be called an house of prayer. Are you the Lord's house? Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? Do the Spirit of God live in you? Yes. But if you're born again, the Spirit of God lives in you. That means you are the Lord's house because he lives in you. And he said his house shall be called the house of prayer. He's not talking about the brick and mortar you be running to on the weekends. You the house. All right. And I'm going to cut it off right here. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, thank all of you, amen, for, amen, chiming in with us, fellowshipping with us all this week. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for all the prayer warriors, amen, that have manned their posts. Amen, hallelujah, at 12 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, we thank God for these women of God. We want to thank God for the praise party, amen, glory be to God, that took place last night, amen. We want to thank God for our Wednesday night Bible study, amen. We want to thank God for those of you who pray for this ministry, those of you who support this ministry with your finances, amen, to keep it going, amen, hallelujah. We just want to thank God for this and thank God for that. And we want to thank God for answered prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. We want to pray that everybody have a good weekend. Amen. The weather's supposed to be nice. But regardless, amen, what God sent, amen, enjoy it. Amen. And don't be in the right place at the wrong time. Hallelujah. Go to church this weekend. Hallelujah. For those of you, amen, who can't get out, amen, don't know where to go. Maybe some of you haven't found the home church. Some of you are in between. We want you to know that we are here on Sundays. Amen. We are right back here. Amen. And most times you can find us on social media also. Amen. So come on back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God and enjoy the service. We want to serve communion. I think I'm going to wait till next Sunday. I'm going to wait till next Sunday, Lord's willing. Amen. Because the Lord has given me a message that I'm meditating on. So that's going to tie right into our Holy Communion on next Sunday. Amen and amen. My pleasure to serve. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all. Y'all heard my testimony on yesterday. Pastor Bradford gets a little tired. Yeah, I get tired. I'm human. I get tired too. So, whoo, I ain't even going to talk about it. Amen. All I'm saying, I want to go to this point. That is my pleasure to serve. Even when I'm tired. Even when I'm tired. Matter of fact, some of my best messages come forth when my flesh is tired because my flesh didn't want to be there. But when you show up anyhow, amen, you put a demand on the spirit, they're the best services. So I preach to myself first, amen. So they might not be the best messages as far as you're concerned, but they the best ones as far as I'm concerned. All right, amen. Father God, give us a good weekend. Give us a good weekend. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions, fires, gas explosions, home break-ins, home invasions, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, slip and fall accidents. Father God, we cancel all of that. We put all that under the blood of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Father, that the blessings of the Lord rest upon us. And we are blessed when we come and blessed when we go because we're walking in obedience. And we're walking in faith and we're walking in love and we're walking with you. And so we say, thank you. Thank you. Bless us, Father God, as we come back tomorrow for our Sunday services. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that it cannot be and will not and shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody be blessed. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Of the righteous.